You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're going right to the Ohio Business Machines Hotline as Bob Holtzman from ESPN is in Cincinnati at Paul Brown Stadium getting ready for the Browns and the Bengals tonight. Bob, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nathan. How are you guys?
Good. It is great to be with you as always. Let's just get right into it. Your thoughts for this game, and did it get a lot more interesting to you when you learned that Johnny Manziel would be starting at quarterback for the Browns?
You know, I mean, I think that always makes it more interesting just because of the curiosity factor. And to be honest with you, at this point in his career, and I know it's only year two, my curiosity is just to see, does he look any different than he looked when he started week two? You know, obviously, he's been working behind the scenes. You hear the stories about how he's more comfortable in the offense, he's more comfortable in the pocket. At some point, that needs to start translating to, you know, activity on the field. And, you know, you look at what he did week two, and I know a lot of people in Cleveland were excited because they won the game. They beat Tennessee. You go back and you look at that box score, he only threw, I think it was 15 passes.
Yep.
So, you know, you wonder if at some point they're going to have to sort of take the reins off and let him be Johnny Manziel. I don't think that's the plan tonight from what I've been told. You know, this is a game where obviously they're big underdogs and have a lot of injuries coming in. But, you know, I'm always curious when Johnny Manziel's on the field.
Bob, what do you expect the plan to be tonight? And sorry, Matt, to jump in there. What do you expect the plan to be tonight?
Well, I have to assume it'll look a lot like what it looked like in week two. I mean, you look back then, they ran the ball twice as often as they threw it. And unless they get way behind, which they may, I think that's probably going to be the plan, at least initially tonight. The problem is, you know, when you don't have Andrew Hawkins, you don't have Brian Hartline, you know, I'm not sure how dangerous this offense can be. So I think you have no choice but to try and run the ball, control the clock, and keep Cincinnati's offense off the field.
And Bob, from your national perspective, and you make your way, you know, all across the league, all different stadiums each and every week, and you understand there are solid franchises out there that just continue to win year after year. There's also resurging and rebuilding franchises. And as you look at the Cleveland Browns through the halfway mark, what seems to be missing from this team? And yes, they're competitive, and you can only get satisfied so long with being in games, but ultimately needing to make the plays down in the end to win you football games. What seems to be keeping the Browns from getting over that hump thus far?
Well, Matt, I remember sitting in your facility there during training camp, and I think we talked about the same exact topic, and it was my answer then is the same as it is now. It's the quarterback. I know you played with some great ones, and this is a league that's designed to, you know, with all the rule changes and everything that's gone on, you've got to have a quarterback. And I think I love the mentality that Mike Benton and Jim O'Neill and those guys bring. I think it's a hard-nosed mentality. I've liked the defense for the past couple of years, and obviously they've suffered a bunch of injuries, you know, which kind of, you know, makes it a little bit more difficult to have some cohesiveness. But the reality is, unless you find a quarterback that can win you football games, it's very difficult to do. And you look at the league, and so many games are close in the fourth quarter, and you need a guy who can pull games out. And, I mean, not that Andy Dalton is an A-list quarterback. I mean, he's playing like one this year. But even Andy Dalton this year has had four or five fourth-quarter comebacks to win football games. And I think that's what the Browns have lacked. And until they find it, I'm not sure how anybody can see this team being anything more than, you know, a middle-of-the-road football team.
Talking with Bob Holtzman from ESPN, who's in Cincinnati at Paul Brown Stadium. Bob, you talked about the Browns' defense. What about the run defense? Last in the league last year, last in the league so far this year. What have you seen from the run defense of the Cleveland Browns that is causing these statistical anomalies to be this bad for this long?
Well, I'll tell you, it's sometimes numbers lie, and I love numbers. But when you lose games and you're behind early – and I know the Browns have been competitive in a number of games, but it skews the numbers because teams run the ball more because they're trying to sort of milk the lead. Cincinnati is on the exact opposite end of that. Their run defense numbers, total yards, look good, but it's because they've been ahead in so many games. Teams have actually run the ball really well against the Bengals on a yards per carry basis. So sometimes you look at numbers and you think, whoa, how are they at the bottom of the league or they're at the top of the league? And a lot of it is a function of sort of the flow of the game, you know, which goes back to the first answer, which is why I say, you know, if you're the Browns tonight, I think you try and run the ball and keep yourself in the game as long as you can.
Bob, we had Jeff Hobson from Bengals.com, and obviously he's extremely excited about the fact that they're 7-0. But you could tell he has a chip on his shoulder about the national perspective about the Bengals and Andy Dalton in particular, that they're very, very good in the regular season. They win the division, they make it to the playoffs, and have yet to win a game in the playoffs. At what point in the season, through, you know, what week in the season, do you really think the Cincinnati Bengals are believable that they are a Super Bowl contender?
Well, I can tell you, I live in Cincinnati. I live right outside Cincinnati. It's a very skeptical fan base. I mean, these games are sold out. This game tonight is sold out. They show up, but there's still a part of the fan base here that is not ready to go all in, and that's because of January. And to answer your question, I don't think the people here are going to be completely sold until they win a playoff game. And, you know, this team may go 14-2. I have no idea. But if they go into January and lose their first playoff game, there are going to be a lot of really frustrated fans. And, you know, you hate to say that the regular season doesn't matter, because clearly it does. And making the playoffs 4 straight years and this year going on 5 straight years is a major accomplishment in a league where teams are always up and down. But until they win in January, those questions are going to remain. Andy Dalton knows it. Marvin Lewis knows it. This entire franchise knows it. That it's once they get to the playoffs, whether they're 14-2, 10-6, doesn't matter. They've got to prove it. And until they do, I think people are still going to sort of have a little bit of skepticism.
Bob, I know you got to run, so last one from me here. Do you think the Browns stick with Johnny Manziel for the rest of the season, regardless of how tonight goes? And would you if you were in charge?
I don't think they do, and I wouldn't. I mean, they've given every indication, Mike Pettine has, that when Josh McCown is healthy, he's the quarterback. You know, if Manziel comes out and plays great tonight, maybe that's a conversation. But I don't think he'll play great. I don't think he's going to be the starter. I don't think I'd make him the starter. I mean, the only argument really to make for playing Johnny Manziel is at 2-6, you're probably not making the playoffs. Let's figure out what he is and who he is and what you've got. But beyond that, I think it'd be difficult to make a case for this team being better with Johnny Manziel on the field than it is with Josh McCown.
Bob, appreciate the time. Thanks. I'll see you on the sideline down there before the Browns and the Bengals tonight.
Sounds good, guys.
All right. When we come back, we're going to go through the defensive matchup still to come. Special edition Thursday game day edition of the forecast and your phone calls. Again, to me, you know, Bob Holtzman said it, and I'm actually a little bit surprised that he says, you know, he wouldn't play Johnny at this point. He'd stick with Josh. He believes that's what the organization will do, and that it's only a question if Johnny plays well tonight. And I look at it from a completely different paradigm.
Yes, we all know that.
We do know that.
And I, for me personally, I just think, if you look at the record and what you're trying, you know, at this point right now, are they going to run the table throughout the remainder of the season? I think it's very difficult to say that they would based on, you know, the first half of their football season. So I think it's around the corner, you know, and I think a lot of it has to do with how Johnny plays tonight. And that's, as you've mentioned many times, anytime you make any type of Johnny Manziel comment about him playing a significant portion or starting football games, it's nothing against Josh McCown. He's done everything we've asked him to do and be more. He's been Superman out there. And in some cases, what has kept us in football games is because of his play. But now I'm getting to the point personally, and I wasn't this way, and I've never been anti-Johnny. I just think with Josh, you've got to focus on winning football games. And now that you have not won football games, you might as well turn that developmental page and see what other players have. And as many fans have wanted for so long, and you've always been on that. It's like now you truly have to see what Johnny's got and how he goes from week to week, given, you know, not only will he play tonight and start tonight, but given what does he do and, you know, with his time off and manage that off the field is something that I want to see out of Johnny Manziel before I give him the reins to my football organization.
As do I. All right. When we come back, we're going to look at the defenses. We'll take your phone calls, 216-578-0850. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.